This is a Radio 191 FM podcast. Yes, it is. It's a podcast and you love it.
I'm now joined here by music therapist Dena Kahui and his protege, Anna. How you doing this morning, gang?
Yeah, good, mate. Thank you for having us, man.
Cool. We're going to be chatting about, I guess, the practice of music therapy and the 50 years of music therapy celebration, which is happening pretty soon. Mm-hmm. My first question to you, Dennis, you are renowned as the only music therapist in Aotearoa, in Aotearoa, sorry. Why aren't there more music therapists down here?
Yeah, that's always been a good question. I know that the hub is in Wellington, and I guess there's been a huge influx of international students come through trying to take the degree. Mm-hmm. But sometimes there's a tendency of going home. I think it's also awareness. So I guess I have been promoting music therapy a lot this year. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the demand is high. Mm-hmm. It's hard to say no. Bloody burnout is always right there in front of you, you mm-hmm. know. But the demand for music therapy is huge here, and it's through promotion and other means in order for people to stay in Aotearoa and not to get a degree and leave. But it's growing. I think it's up to 90 now, eh?
90 music therapists around the country.
Yes, wow. Yes. But there's, like myself here, there's another solo music therapist over on the Hukatika. Mm-hmm. So there's a few, and Invercargill as well. Hmm. So there's, the isolation isn't just from myself as well. There's a few of us getting access to fellow music therapists. There's a need, and having Anna here undertaking a practicum, mm-hmm. It's nice to have someone who is like-minded and understands what we do, why we do, and how we do it.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And how long have you been doing music therapy training for?
Well, I feel very lucky to have my practicum here, and I did a Bachelor of Arts at Otago, mm-hmm. and then I've done 2 years part-time, and I got two to go. So this is my first practicum, yeah, and it's mm-hmm. been really amazing.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, it seems like there'll be a pretty big demand here for music therapists.
Massive. Sometimes I have to not ignore emails and stuff, but I know that
prioritize,
because it, the heartstrings getting pulled on when you hear a 4-year-old needs loves music, and you know you can do something, but then you've got your main work, and there's a lot of projects I have behind me, but whoo. There's a demand. Mm-hmm.
Does your music therapy, does it incorporate both acoustic and electronic uses, or is it mostly acoustic?
I always say that if there's a goal there, and I have 5, or let's say 10 music therapists, we all come with what makes music important to us, and what I bring, I'll reach that goal. What Anna brings, she would get that goal. Mm-hmm. I have a friend who just does percussion instruments, no singing. Mm-hmm. He will get to the same goal mm-hmm. for that person. So as a music therapist, what you bring as a music therapist is you mm-hmm. and your music and how you... So if I have a friend who does punk music, he'll get to that goal.
Yeah.
Electronic music, even just acoustic. So there's always many angles to get to that goal, no matter what.
It was quite specialised and less, I guess, all-rounded. So you're not like doing a little bit of rap, a little bit of electronic, a little bit of X and Y and Z.
When I was working with Youth Justice, there was a lot of rap music, which sort of... I guess sometimes with an American influence, and that's beautiful. Mm. But sometimes with young people, it's bringing some of the, not all the time, but I like my approach would be to bring it back home.
Yeah.
You don't have a $1 million car, you don't have, but it's good to have dreams.
It is, yeah.
But then, yeah, so sometimes when I do a rap, I like to bring it back home, you know.
Mm. Got a $50 pack and save voucher.
Yeah. Can I do just a small part of a rap?
Sure, man. As long as there's no curse words.
But, yeah. No. There is one, but it fits well. I always say don't just use it.
As long as
it's, yeah. do you beatbox?
I can try.
Oh, your colors are... No. Yeah, here we go.
Abra.
All you brothers who were down with the colors was up, but that jive saying you with the others, you know, brothers divide. You got something to hide, you know, that masculine pride. There ain't no man inside, cause I'm a Kapunera, the next in line. Give me my path of dreams and all our life of crime, cause we may fuck it up from time to time. Pull you deep in the close, helps the pains aside, cause I've been chilling with this dream that won't fade away. When we lead a Kapunera in the brighter days, with each step forward, hips a turn to base. Come and help me, come and turn the page. Times are a-changing.
That was so fun.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I already want to do music therapy.
Yeah. So when you become a music therapist and use all your recording and technologies, you will reach that goal.
Yeah, exactly. That's so sick.
In your way.
Yeah. So what is it that you specialize in? Are you more percussion? Are you more guitar? What are you?
Oh, I just really enjoyed that. That was really cool.
Yeah. That was great.
I guess my background's in music facilitation. That's what I've done a lot through my 20s. Mm-hmm. I'm now 33.
What does that entail?
Oh, I've done a lot of like workshopping, songwriting, recording using audio and that kind of thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's I'm really curious about what I've been using and how I can apply that in the music therapy field in a clinical sense, which is, what I'm learning a lot from Atua Dennis, and it's been quite amazing to watch. And he's got this really beautiful Te Ao Māori bicultural approach, and it's quite holistic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been just amazing to observe as well, and get some ideas for what
some inspiration.
Nice.
Now Dennis, you work at the Sarah Cohen School.
Yes.
Down here in Otipoti. With your practice / pedagogy, how does it change as you deal with different age groups? Is your pedagogy based on different age groups, or is it more based on different needs?
Both.
How do those intertwine?
When you have three students with autism, for example, mm-hmm. you treat them all as individual.
Mm-hmm.
The template is, all you know changing. Is that it's autism, but the person you're treating, there's so different levels. I think I always say, like X-Men, they have gifts that you cannot touch. Behind the awkwardness, there's beautifulness.
Mm-hmm.
So people just have to just chill out and spend time. And actually, when you actually spend some time with someone, you just get, in the end, I see you, mate. I actually see you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always through time.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
There's a pretty big event happening for music therapy nationwide.
Yes.
There's the 50th year celebration of music therapy in Aotearoa. Very, very exciting. Is it next week or this week?
Saturday.
Awesome. Yes. What's the hullabaloo with that? What's going to happen?
Well, I guess we want to celebrate 50 years of music therapy in Wellington.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also 20 years of the master's degree. I was the second lot to go through that back in the day. But it's going to have people from all over Aotearoa and a lot of international people come through. And it's to celebrate from looking back in order to move forward. And it's quite nice to know that what we, as music therapists, we get opportunity to share. And hopefully through sharing, we are able to give ideas to other maybe potential music therapists of exactly what it involves.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it involves music, but it involves policies, processes. But I think the biggest thing, it involves, you have to have that humanistic, social, you need to have that social side of things. If you don't have that human connection, I know you can connect musically, but that human connection is just as great.
Sure.
So I'm bringing a multicultural approach. When I was here back in the day, 15, 16, 17 years ago, as a Bachelor of Arts in Music.
Mm-hmm.
This is when Downsy was here back in the day, Graham Downs.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess going from here and meeting my classical conductor of classical music, his wife was a music therapist. And then there was another music therapist at Sarah Cohen, so I watched, observed, enjoyed, because it's like busking. If someone comes to you and they got ropeheads, you might sing a Bob Marley song. Someone who's got a mohawk, you might assume that they got punk, so you play a punk song. So you that's how you sort of get money in your suitcase.
Mm.
It's reading people, getting, just talking, knowing that you can, through a discussion, you can find out that there's a bit of pain there.
Mm-hmm.
So music as medicine. And if, like an owl, if you are asking me a question, I would probably try and, And then you'll answer your own question. It's come from your mouth, your heart. You just have someone else listening to it. So versus if I told you, it wouldn't work. But through music, you can express more poetry. Anything. It doesn't have to be words. It can be just hard at instrumental.
With this big chat up in Pōneke, with this big hui, is there going to be any talk about, strategic talks about maybe implementing and lobbying for more music therapy in Aotearoa's education system?
Yes. Cool. I've had some thoughts of, because I'm bringing a multicultural approach to music therapy. That was what my thesis was about. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm trying to do now is present my thesis, but in video form. Mm-hmm. So I am collaborating with DIY Media, Wayne Alexander, and he's helping me put together a video of behind the scenes of what it takes for the students to practice and everything to get to the big stage of Polyfest. So I'm putting a nice video together just to acknowledge the amazing gifts that these students have. They point to me and say that I'm the conductor in order to get the whole school there. Mm. But you also have other conductors of teacher aides, teachers who are also. And so I guess the operative word of conducting is flowing through the school, where in the end sometimes the student becomes the conductor, because now the adult doesn't know any of the words or movements or songs. So I guess I'm trying to shy away from me being the main person within that, but it takes a whole village, a whole korowai of people, mm-hmm. to get these students mm-hmm. on stage.
Everyone is a teacher and learner.
I'm always going to be a student of what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like to have that kind of mindset as well, that you're always learning things constantly, that you should never be too confident in your knowledge, and always mm-hmm. be open to more things.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning. It was great chatting to both of you. That was real fun. That was awesome.
That was a f***ing Radio 1 podcast, mate. There's heaps more at r1.co.nz.